Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting third. The center fielder, Mel Almada. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting seventh. The catcher, Lou Leggett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Wes Farrell. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Milt Galatzer. Batting second. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting third. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmak. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Johnny Burnett. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Pearson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Monty Pearson. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmak. Werber reaches second base with a double. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Werber moves to third. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pearson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Almada throws the ball into Morgan, who tags Averill trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Galatzer moves to third. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak hits a line drive into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter strikes out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan strikes out. Two outs. Lou Leggett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leggett hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hale reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burnett. The throw from Leggett and he is safe. Burnett steals second. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker takes first base on ball four. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burnett scores. Knickerbocker moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Galatzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Berg for a passed ball. Larry moves to second. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell strikes out. Berg drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Farrell out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. Bishop is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Averill reaches second base with a double. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Averill moves to third. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Averill scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0-for-1 in the game. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hale reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burnett for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Knickerbocker reaches second base with a double. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-1 in the game. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pearson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Pearson reaches second base with a double. Knickerbocker scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Galatzer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pearson moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Averill strikes out. Leggett drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Averill out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Leggett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leggett is 0-for-1 in the game. Leggett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burnett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Larry hits a fly ball into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trosky hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Vosmick takes first base on ball 4. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vosmick moves to third. Hale moves to second. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Knickerbocker is walked intentionally. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-2 in the game. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pearson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Bishop moves to second. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0-for-2 in the game. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pearson fields it and throws to second for the out. Bishop moves to third. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bishop scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Almada moves to second. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Pearson bunts towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Galatzer hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Leggett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leggett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Leggett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pearson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 3 in the game. Trosky hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Vosmick reaches second base with a double. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a fly ball towards left. Johnson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Johnson. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Vosmick moves to third. Hale moves to second. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Knickerbocker is walked intentionally. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0 for 3 in the game. Berg hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burnett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Pearson hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Galatzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Galatzer moves to third. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 4 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Galatzer scores. Averill moves to second. It's 4-1, Indians. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmik is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Vozmik hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Vozmik reaches second base with a double. Averill scores. Trosky moves to third. It's 5-1, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0 for 3 in the game. Almada hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pearson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 3 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.